This is the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 27th of November, 2024, joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller with news today, including what the impact of Trump tariffs on Indiana ag might be, and could your soil samples be a bit off because of the dryness this year? The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them at ffbt.com or your local branch. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin discusses a weather pattern change, starting with milder temps today than yesterday. And the ag markets were mixed in choppy Tuesday trade. We'll have Arlen Suderman market analysis on the Hat Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Could President Trump's plan to raise tariffs undo the work of Governor Holcomb and Indiana's ag leaders? And why you may need a new soil test for your farm? I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, you've been hearing a lot lately about President Trump's plan to raise tariffs on our major trading partners, but could Trump's tariff proposals undo the work that's been done by Indiana's leaders to grow ag trade right here in our state?
Give the president-elect a chance to put some details out there.
And that's Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb. I spoke with him Monday at the State House. After serving as governor for the past 8 years, he's done an extensive amount of traveling to foreign markets to build new ag business partnerships and to increase the value of the products grown, raised, and produced here in Indiana. Holcomb says he agrees with the underlying reason behind President Trump's trade proposals.
Obviously, he wants, through these tariffs, free and fair trade. And so where it's costing us more on one end, what he's trying to say is we can level the playing field in a number of ways. And he's gotten the attention of certain markets around the world by talking about tariffs. But I want to see more of the details, and I'm all for free and fair level playing field trade.
However, Reuters is reporting that Trump may be looking at getting rid of the USMCA free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, an agreement which he signed when he was first in office in 2020. Not only are they two of Indiana's largest trading partners, but Holcomb visited Canada in January of this year, and he went to Mexico on an ag trade trip back in April. Holcomb says he'll always be bullish on the quality of Indiana ag products and the need to provide our products to folks around the world.
Ag, biotech, now, it's in our DNA. It's who we are. It's where we came from. It is where we take our state around the world. I just got back from an international trip, and we talked proudly about Indiana's ag prowess. And folks know that it is good, high-quality food and fuel and fiber that comes out of the state of Indiana. And so it's almost fun for me to sell the state of Indiana and all that we grow and are able to share. And hopefully it's two-way trade, but we like selling what we've got here.
You can hear my full conversation with Governor Holcomb at HoosierAgToday.com. Well, Mother Nature did farmers a favor in moving harvest right along this fall, but she might have made things a little more difficult in other regards. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the lower 48 states had the second driest October on record, tied with October 1963. The only one drier was October 1952. So if you happen to take a soil sample back in October or even in early November, the readings might be a bit skewed.
If your levels of potassium are coming back lower than you normally see, you know, maybe don't trust that completely, because that potassium does get trapped there in the soil and may not actually show up on a soil test.
That's agronomist Stephanie Zelenko with AgriLiquid, who says you need to go back and look at previous soil tests to help.
So hopefully the last 2 or 3 years there's one, and kind of use that as a guideline. I also go with history. You know what you normally apply for potassium, so this is not the year to probably cut back on that, because it's going to need some additional potassium, especially in areas that we pulled off extra crop than we, you know, typically do. We could have some additional mining in the soil. And so I like to still look at that current soil test, but kind of go back in history on that potassium to make sure I'm addressing it like I should be.
She says the folks at AgriLiquid are there to help throughout the process.
All of our sales team is trained to look at that soil test, and that's kind of what we pride ourselves on. We like to look at that soil test, find those missing links. We do a lot of research, so we know what nutrients are going to give a good return, and then we kind of marry those two together, you know, knowing that soil test, knowing what nutrients respond well, and that helps guys spend that dollar the best possible way.
You can learn more about what they have to offer at agriliquid.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
And I'm CJ Miller. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit MidAmerica is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we embark on a Wednesday, it's getting time to have another pattern change here. Mother Nature will not disappoint us in that regard. Now, you say, Ryan, we already had one this week. We saw a sharp drop in temperatures yesterday versus Monday. You're exactly right. Temperatures today are going to be holding in line with where we were yesterday, probably a little bit milder. But we're also going to be seeing the beautiful sun that broke out yesterday over the Hoosier State be replaced by clouds today, and increasing and thickening clouds as we move through this afternoon into this evening. That's because we've got another area of low pressure coming out of the Central Plains, moving across the Missouri Valley and into the lower Ohio Valley as we move from tonight into tomorrow. At this point, the track of the low stays well south. I think we see it move northeastward through Ohio, but that keeps most of Indiana on the, well, the good side of this weather system. We'll put it that way. Light rain and maybe some wet snowflakes overnight tonight through midday tomorrow. The better rain potential, or better moisture potential, central and southern Indiana, where we can see rain and wet snowflakes up to a half an inch of liquid equivalent. However, I need to stress, I do not think we're looking at a major snow problem. And you get into northern Indiana, the moisture is probably done shortly after sunrise tomorrow. We see clouds holding around longer, but the moisture is done. So travel to and from Grandma's house should not be an issue over most of the Hoosier State. You may want to keep that umbrella handy, but I don't think it's a big issue. Cold air comes in behind. I think the clouds try and break up late Thanksgiving afternoon, but then we'll see a bitter cold round of air in for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Temperatures well below normal. Temperatures down in the teens and even close to the single digits overnight. So yeah, big reset in our temperature profile. We're going to keep that cold Arctic air in for most of next week as well. Here's the thing. While the air is cold, precipitation doesn't look to be that big of a deal. I don't see big systems coming in west to east. What I do see is lake effect snow that I think we're going to have to be dealing with off and on in northern parts of the listening area, lake effect clouds. And as you get close to the Great Lakes, probably some wet snowflakes here and there. Those are going to be in typical lake effect areas. Is it wide ranging over the entire state? Absolutely not. But you know, if you live in those areas, you know what I'm talking about. That'll be on the schedule for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Additionally, we've got a clipper-like system coming through late Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening that could deliver a little bit of a spat of snow more toward central Indiana. But as we move into next week, I think we look for a mix of clouds and sunshine in the cold air. No significant precipitation until we get late in the week into the weekend, Friday into next to Saturday. And that's where we could see some rain and wet snow, temperatures moderating briefly before going cold again for the second full week of December. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A minor bounce in wheat and mixed and quiet in corn and soybeans. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and I'll have the final numbers coming up. We'll begin, though, with market analysis from Arlen Suderman of StoneX near the end of the session. Arlen, we did have another day of mixed markets. It looks like choppy trade. It looks like the Thanksgiving trade doldrums are at play here during Thanksgiving week, a couple of days before the Thursday holiday. Not a whole lot of activity and really not a whole lot of news to move the markets either.
Yeah, there certainly is an aspect of holiday malaise there, but we did trade the Trump tariff news overnight and we opened the day trading it. And then we got away from it, and then we kind of finished the day how we started the day. So the latest tariff news, of course, is that President Trump is going to attack the border security issue first and foremost, it looks like. And to do so, he said that he would put a 25% tariff on anything coming to this country from Canada and Mexico and 10% on anything coming from China until the immigration, illegal immigration, and drugs coming across our borders is brought to a halt. And so the markets therefore reacted accordingly to how the commodities would be impacted. We do see wheat move across the border to the south from Canada. And so 25% tariff would likely stop that. So we saw support for wheat prices. We would likely see a stop of used cooking oil coming from China, and we would likely see a stop of canola oil coming from Canada, those latter two going into feedstocks for our green diesels. So we saw soy oil prices therefore rally sharply and provide some support for soybeans. Mexico buys a lot of corn from us. So we saw some pressure on corn prices during the session as well. Probably would have seen a much bigger reaction if the markets felt like this was actually going to go through as it is today. It's largely believed this is a negotiating point, something to drive negotiations. In fact, we saw Justin Trudeau, who's head of Canada, quickly pick up the phone and call Trump and said, let's talk, see what we can settle.
So going through the rest of the week, that kind of news could impact the markets. Anything else that might come along that could move markets much of either direction?
Yeah, I think we saw how headlines like this can move markets more when you get into a lower volume holiday type of an atmosphere. And so that's something we're going to have to continue to watch. Other things to keep our eyes on would be potential changes in the Black Sea, where we're seeing a lot of vying for territory and grasping a territory ahead of the Trump administration coming on board, where there's expected to be some leverage used to try to bring the two sides to the peace talks. Also could be something from the Middle East. So China, Middle East, and Black Sea are the areas to watch for headlines in the days ahead.
Talk to us about what is happening in the livestock sector, which you and I haven't talked about for a few weeks anyway.
Probably the big driver there is going to be in the feeder cattle market. We saw feeder cattle prices surge on Monday on reports of the New World screwworm being found on an animal, a beef animal in Mexico. Now that's important because we import about 30,000 head of feeder cattle from Mexico per week into the United States. So USDA taking some actions. It's unclear exactly how strict those actions are right now and suspending imports, but seeming to take some action. But by the end of the day yesterday, those gains had pretty well evened out again, thinking, well, if it's not too long term, it was just one animal, it may smooth over. But then the 25% tariff news that came late yesterday after the markets closed reinvigorated the feeder cattle market. That provided kind of the lift for the protein sector overall, as it would further tighten the protein supply in the United States, which currently is rather tight already.
Thanksgiving Day coming up, turkey or ham or both or something exotic, Arlen?
I typically go with some type of a ham type product. I'm not much of a turkey person. And interesting to note that in the United States, we're seeing consumption of turkey trend lower over the last 20 years or so.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Arlen Suderman, Market Commentary. Arlen with StoneX and StoneX.com. Now, the Tuesday settlements, about a nickel lower in the corn market. December, 420, down 4.75. March, an even nickel lower, 428. May contract, 435.25, down 4.5 cents. Front month beans down just a bit. January, 983.5, down 2.25. March down 0.25, 994. But the May contract up a penny, 1008.5. And March wheat up 2.25, 558. Over in livestock, February live cattle flat, 187.70, right where it started the day. And February lean hogs strong, 235 higher, going to 88.27. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.